Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are spending a little time, this segment anyway, talking about the Penguins. We're going to throw on some Steelers questions because they do play the Bills this year. And Zach and I were just talking about how we're trying to get a handle on the AFC North. We're going to the Steel City. Chris Muller going to join us, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Chris, it's Howard and Zach. Good morning. Welcome. Nice to have you back on our show again.
Howard, Zach, always a pleasure. I wish I was not talking to you about the Penguins offseason right now, and frankly, I shouldn't be, because if they weren't playing Louis Domingue, they'd still be playing the Carolina Hurricanes right now.
Or if Sidney Crosby wasn't knocked out, they would be playing in the next round.
Well, hold on, Howard, because the NHL protected the guy who was really their star there, and that was Jacob Trouba, a ham and eggs defenseman. He's the guy that people pay ticket prices to see, and so you've got to make sure that everybody knows that the hit that knocked Crosby out, not only was it not illegal, I'm surprised they didn't hand him a medal and say thank you for playing old-time hockey.
Hey, you've covered the NHL long enough to know this is SOP. So, I got a question for you, Chris. I was prepping for the interview, and I did not realize it, so I got a couple stats to throw at you, when I'm sure you know both. The Penguins have lost five straight playoff series for the first time in franchise history. Their last playoff series win is 2018. Yet, as a hockey fan, I hear Pittsburgh, and I always think cup contender every year, but they haven't won a playoff series in 4 years. So, what's the state of the Penguins franchise right now?
It's one in flux. Fenway Sports Group has purchased them, obviously, as everybody knows, from Ron Burkle and Mario Lemieux. Mario Lemieux is still, like, quote-unquote, around, but that's more just so that people here can say, hey, he's still around, but he's a figurehead, so he has no real influence and sway. So there's definitely the chance for a lot of upheaval with this franchise, and that extends to Brian Burke, who I personally don't think is going to be back in whatever his role really was, like co-GM or guy who faced the public and liked to talk. Ron Hextall, I think, is a mystery right now as to what they're going to do with him. But you asked about the state of the franchise because of all those playoff losses, and it's four straight in the first round that they've gone down in flames, including the bubble series. It's strange. I mean, there are mitigating circumstances here to each one of them, but I would say goaltending has betrayed them, or injuries have betrayed them. And if you look at their core, Crosby's still every bit as good as he always was. You know, what is it, McDavid, McKinnon, and maybe him at the top of the NHL. Letang at his best point producing season ever. And then Malkin hurt a lot, but he was a point-a-game guy and a 40-goal pace guy when he was in there. It's weird because the two of those three are unrestricted free agents. And I think that while you could make a case that you could try to bring them both back and bring in some younger, fresher bodies around them and still contend, like you said, the record, the results are what they are. They haven't made it deep into the playoffs since they lost to the Caps in 2018. So I think it's going to be a situation where, more likely than not, there's a semi-youth movement where they try to contend around Crosby, but they have to say goodbye to some very beloved veterans.
Okay, great. You took me into my next question. Thank you, Chris. There was a lot of speculation this week about the future of guys like Malkin, Letang, maybe even Brian Rust. Let's start with Malkin. What happens?
I mean, I think he's going to end up somewhere else ultimately, because the preliminary reports suggest that the Fenway Sports Group's first offer to him left the sides very far apart. Rob Rossi, who's an insider here in Pittsburgh with The Athletic, said that he had heard 3 and 15 were the, you know, length and amount for Malkin and for Chris Letang. I've heard different now on Letang. But the Malkin thing sort of makes sense because every other report I've heard that hasn't mentioned specific numbers says that the sides are very far apart. He's talked about how much he loves playing in Pittsburgh, but he's also said it's a business. And because of the injuries, because of the fact that he could still command probably, because it only takes one, you guys know this, because he could still command a big number on the open market if teams think he can stay healthy, I think somebody's willing to give him more than the Penguins are. And I think that that unbelievable pairing of he and Crosby finally comes to an end.
Wow. Okay, what about Letang?
Me personally, I'd give the guy who's in phenomenal shape. We know he's had the health problems. He missed the 2017 playoff run, you know, the stroke, everything else. But the guy is a maniac worker. He probably doesn't even take a backseat to Crosby in terms of his like physical conditioning and work ethic off-season wise. If they walked up to him tomorrow and said, "Hey, Chris, 5 years, $40 million. That's a slight raise, and it's $40 million guaranteed, and you're playing deal till you're 40." I would sign right now. I'd take a little pinprick from my finger and sign in blood for that right now, because I think that guy's going to age very gracefully. I think he's, you guys know this too. I mean, defensemen that still have their physical skills, even as they start to erode slightly, can play great into their late 30s. I think of Nick Lidstrom. And Letang's never been that kind of player, but I think his game has matured, and I think the way he's handled adversity has matured even in the last handful of seasons. So I would love to see them keep him. You're asking me what will happen. I've got a feeling, again, somebody like, I don't know, the Montreal Canadiens are going to look at him as almost a face of the franchise type and maybe knock his socks off with an offer that the Penguins just aren't willing to match.
Chris Muller with us, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Before I get to Steelers, Chris, I want to throw one more Penguins thing at you. We were big fans of E-Rod when he was here. Thought he was really underutilized. Now, I know there's the Crosby factor. He didn't have anybody to play with like Crosby up here. But E-Rod, how's he done? Because it seems like he's really thrived and been a very nice pickup for Pittsburgh.
Well, Mike Sullivan wanted to rip his head off in Game 6 of that series
right.
After he and Paul Bissonnette, who I think is very entertaining on TNT, actually went to bat for E-Rod and said that the play that he got called for a roughing penalty to sort of turn the tide in that game was just a good finish of a check. And I think there's been a lot of debate. It's kind of weird. It's funny. He was red hot early this year, and it looked like he was going to play his way into a huge deal. Then he went ice cold. There's always the question of, like, how are you doing it in Pittsburgh, and who's your center on your line, or who's your line mates, basically. The shorthanded goal that he scored in Game 7, I think would have, if it had held up as the winner, I think it would have been an all-time moment for him. But now it's kind of like one of those hard things to figure. He's a hard player to figure, like to put a value on. And the other thing is in the NHL, I think you guys know this too, guys who actually hit free agency, like true free agency, especially if they're on the younger end, you always wonder, is there a wart there? Is there a reason that the team that had them previously didn't want to give them that kind of money? And I wonder that about him. I think he's like he's a good role player, but it's very hard for me to imagine him being paid like something more than that.
All right, Chris. Now, I'm glad we got you on today, all right? Because I am really struggling to get a handle on the Steelers. In fact, the entire AFC North. So, what the heck is going on in the AFC North? Is there a clear-cut favorite? Is it? Do you have an idea of how each team is going to do? Please tell me, because it's really, I think, very interesting. I'm not sure what to expect.
So, can I do something like a pro wrestler would and get a cheap pop with the Buffalo crowd first?
Yeah, absolutely.
Andrew Filippone, my co-host, who you guys know very well because he previously worked with you guys.
Yep.
He loves to get on my case for saying this. But I am so disgusted by the way the 13 seconds game went that I have gone on record and called the Buffalo Bills my actual NFL champions for 2021-22.
There you go.
To me, the Bills were the best team in football last year and were robbed by a very boneheaded decision not to squib kick the ball. So I just want to put that out there, that I refer to them as the champions of the NFL whenever we talk about it. I literally will say defending champion Buffalo Bills because I think that that's just right and just. Anyway.
See, by the way, you could have gone the whole, like, you could have gone The Miz and just trashed the Bills this morning if you wanted to.
No, I honestly, I think they were the best team in football and got absolutely jobbed by a boneheaded coaching decision by a guy that usually does not make those in McDermott. So, no, I'm saying that one sincerely, and that's to get all my friends in Buffalo on my side. But as far as the AFC North, I think it's a weird division. Burrow's the real deal. They seemed like more to the point in Cincy, they realized, okay, this guy gets sacked too much, and they actually went out and addressed it in the offseason, which is not what we're used to seeing them do. I still think that they are going to be very strong. The real big if here is what happens, or, you know, the unknown is what happens with Deshaun Watson. If he's suspended for a long time, the Browns are an also-ran. If it's a shorter suspension from the NFL, then I think they become a serious contender because they've got tons of high-end talent.
Yep.
I think for the first time in a long time, because I also am not out on the Ravens. I mean, so many injuries last year. Right. I mean, I think they can come back and they killed the draft like they always do. I believe in Kenny Pickett. A lot of people around the NFL don't like that pick. I think he's going to be a very solid upper-end starter when he's reached his peak. I think good enough to win with is my point. The Steelers are number four right now in the division for me. And I would probably say, man, put them in a blender. I could say this different answer for you guys every time you have me on, but I'm sneakily going to say that the Ravens come right back to the top, and it's them and the Bengals and then the Browns, because maybe a Watson suspension is you know, 6 to 8 games, and they hang in there, and then the Steelers in fourth.
We just had that discussion. I'm with you. I think Baltimore bounces back, and I don't mean to suggest that since he was a one-year blip, but I don't think they're going to do what they did last year. I like how you pegged the entire division. Hey, is Pickett starting right away at some point? Is it Trubisky's year? How does that play out?
So you guys have seen the beginning of the Steelers schedule. It's brutal from weeks 1 through 6. It's a weird thing. We had one of our Steelers insiders on yesterday on the show, or actually we didn't even have him on. We looked in his chat, and he had said he thinks Pickett has to be way better than Trubisky, blow them away to get the starting nod. I think it would be almost in their best interest to ease Pickett in, like, hey, Trubisky's – I don't believe in Trubisky, for the record. Like, it's nice that he went with Dable in Buffalo and had everybody talk about what a great teammate he is, and we've seen that borne out so far. He's said all the right things, but I just don't buy that he's a big-time NFL starter. Let him take some lumps maybe over those first 6 weeks is my suggestion, and then I think you start Kenny Pickett in week 7. I've said this. Start him against the Dolphins on the road with a crowd that's going to be half terrible towels anyway. Give him his homecoming game in Philadelphia the next week. Get a bye week, and then get 2 home games. That's what I would do. I think Mike Tomlin, however, though, again, to sort of more answer your question, Mike Tomlin's the kind of guy that's not going to want to wait around. If he thinks Kenny Pickett is close to the same as Mitch Trubisky in camp, I think Kenny Pickett very well might get the nod. Because Tomlin likes the idea that he has never had a losing season, and it is impressive.
Yep.
And if he thinks Kenny Pickett is going to be the best chance he has to keep that going, Kenny Pickett's going to start.
Good stuff, Chris. Thank you very much for coming on with us this morning. Thanks for clearing some things up in my head.
Howard, Zach, my pleasure. And again, I want to congratulate, in my opinion, the real champions of the NFL, the defending champs. Somebody's got to beat them, the Buffalo Bills. Screw the Rams. They didn't earn it, and the Bengals shouldn't have been there.
All right, look, we got a new fill-in when I get all my vacation time. Thanks, Chris. Have a nice day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.